Are invited to come up with the children's message at this time. Good morning, guys. Come on up. We've been looking at this whole Lenten season. We've been looking at little plaques that I brought in from my house, right? And most of them were small. Today I brought one that's big, so that's why I'm happy. I'm going to go get this and show you what I brought today. Much bigger than the little plaques I've had. Look at this. This is in our house. It's a beautiful piece of art, I think. It's a poster, of course, framed. And I was wondering if I could figure out who that is in this picture. It's a little subtle. It's time to show it to the adults. Who do you think it is? That's a good guess, but that's not it. Adults, take a peek at this. This is, so there's a man. Where is he? He's on the ground, and behind him is a horse. So it's telling us the man was knocked off his horse. And this is very subtle. But look up in this corner. You see what that is? What is it? It's a light. Adults, you see it's very subtle. It's a bright light. So someone who's been knocked to the ground by a bright light. Now who is it? Do you know?
Paul.
It's Paul, right? It's Paul who was an enemy of the church. Did you guys remember that? Yes, sir. What do you want to tell us?
I have that too.
You have the same painting at home? I hope so. It's a beautiful painting. Right? By the way, it comes from the Renaissance, and it's kind of idealized. I want to say this to the adults. I'm not sure that St. Paul was that buff. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. He's been working out with Arnold Schwarzenegger. St. Paul, when he was a younger man, was opposed to the good news about Jesus, and he was arresting Christians until he was on the way to Damascus, and Jesus met him from heaven. A bright light shined on Paul and said, "Saul, I'm going to save you and use you for the church." Right? So Paul was an enemy of the church and became a powerful preacher. This is why I brought this today. Our epistle lesson was what? Ephesians chapter 2. And I want you to think about this. Paul must have thought about all the things he'd done in his past and how God had saved him. Because Paul wrote in Ephesians 2, "It is by grace you've been saved through faith." Right, adults? It's by grace you've been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, right? That's a wonderful verse. Paul was saved by God's grace and mercy to him. Guess how we were saved? God's grace and mercy to us, right? So I love this painting. The goal is to remember, right? This time we're trying to remember. This is stuff we've heard before, but just to be reminded. Adults, to remember. The God of grace has saved us wherever we've been, right? All right. Thanks, guys, for coming up. Head back to your spots. I got your